You're listening to Chatting with Fleur, with Fleur Morin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Chatting with Fleur at LA Talk Radio. First of all, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to say thank you to Sam. You're a blessing in my life, and God bless you. Many more blessings to you and your family. And also thank you to the LA Talk Radio family. And most of all, I want to say thank you, God, for this opportunity. And this shows from now on are going to be for you. So also to my family. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do this. And hi, Emma, this is Mama at the podcast. I love you. I hope you're proud. And without anything else to say, I just want to introduce a wonderful lady that I happened to meet on a set. I'm not going to say name, but it was a big set. And we happened to cross paths, and we from there we connected. And I'm so honored and blessed to meet her that way, because that's how we share our relationship as, you know, friends, but also she does my PR. And her name is Teresa Smiley. She's a wonderful human being that you guys are going to be able to know her story, that she inspired me every day. And she's a businesswoman. She does a lot of entertainment events. And she's just jack of all trades. So I'll be short if I introduce her. All I can say is that she's the best human being I ever come across to in my life. And I want her to be known. And the reason of this show is to embrace the kings and queens within. Because sometimes we forget that we are, you know, we come from royalty. We have royalty blood, and that's from our God, our creator. And I want you guys, every time you watch this episode, to be inspired and to be reminded that we are royalty. Even though the spotlight is not on our lives every day, but this is the purpose this episode of this podcast of Chatting with Fleur are created. It's just to embrace us as human beings, and we don't need the spotlight to be reminded. So with any more to say, I just want to introduce this wonderful human being, which is Teresa. Welcome to LA Talk Radio, and thank you so much for joining me.
Wow, thank you so much for that intro. It really resonated with my spirit, and I receive all the goodness that you're sending my way, and I'm honored to be here.
Now, the honor is mine, and thank you. We're being here from Rancho Cucamonga, everybody. The IE is here, too. But by the way, I'm from Long Beach. So if you saw the clip, the intro, I portray somebody in the life story of Jenny Rivera that she assisted. And I'm from Long Beach and LBC representing here. So those of you out there, you're representing also the IE. That's why we have Miss Teresa, too.
Yes, we got to represent wherever we are. Wherever we are, it has to be the right direction for us. And obviously, if you're listening here, you have to give yourself a shout out, because you could be doing anything else in the world. But right now you're showing up, and we're showing up. And this is about the viewers, and we are about to pour into everyone. So if you feel like you are in a transition, or you're coming out of a transition, or you just want to connect with some realness, we got you.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I don't want to talk anymore. I just want the viewers and listeners to know this wonderful lady. So tell me about yourself. How are you doing today?
Girl, I am living the dream. That is my story. Every chance I get up, I realize that one day I will not. However, when I do get up and I get going. So I'm blessed to be here. And I thank you again for allowing me this opportunity. And before I get into myself, I have to pay homage where homage is due. This has been a labor of love, and I've watched you blossom. I knew you can do it when I first met you, because there was just something that was amazing about you, but I wanted you to know that. And you did it. So I celebrate you. Thank you. It's an honor to be on this first episode with you. More is coming your way.
Amen. And we have a lot of stuff working, but I just don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you.
Okay.
Because that's the purpose of this podcast, is to embrace the kings and queens that we are. So tell me about yourself.
Okay.
Where you from, so everybody can find out about the wonderful human being I have.
I'm very, very reserved when it comes to myself. I love to celebrate wins. So anything that's connected to a win, I'm all for it. That's just kind of like my disposition, my DNA. And all of that started back when I was a little girl. I'm from Miami Beach, Florida. So I'm a beach bunny. Yeah. Shout out to my beach bunnies, Miami, my best friend.
Teresa in the house here.
Yes. Miami Beach. I was born and raised on the beach. So I'm
a Long Beach.
Yes, exactly. So that's the connection. That's the original.
That's why every time when I go work, you know, for a specific television network, I love it, because I love South Beach. It's just beautiful. It reminds me of Long Beach.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I just made those two connections, which is beautiful.
Yeah. But anyways, you're from Miami.
Well, with that being said, you know, I was born and raised in Miami, on Miami Beach. So water's my therapy. The sun is my therapy. I love anything that's bright and anything that's positive. I was born and raised in Miami Beach. I graduated, went to college in New York. I have a few degrees. One is in health and human services. The other one, a teaching degree, which once I finished my student teaching, I realized that I needed to shift gears. I'm a businesswoman. I started out basically being of service. Mm-hmm. That is what I do. Anything that I tie my time to, it has to yield results. And I am looking for, you know, some positive results as well as monetary. Mm-hmm. But I am best suited for opportunities when I can be of service. Because that's what I'm called to do. And that's when everybody wins. And we don't take any losers or any losses when you sign up and you're moving your life in the right direction for yourself. So
you're from Florida. Mm-hmm. And what made you come to California?
That is a very good question. It was a combination of a lot of things. I had a brokerage agency, an insurance agency, which I built around community. I understand the importance of having the support of a community, because people need representation. Mm-hmm. And I've always been fortunate enough to have the right people show up at the right time and give me what I need. And that's something that I want your viewers to always remember, that if you're looking for something, something is looking for you as well. So with that
being something positive, please.
Well, I mean, you got to know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So
positive.
Yes, we all want positive, but if you don't know that's what you're looking for, then when other things start manifesting and you're like, I didn't call for that, then you have to learn how to rebuke that. But positivity is what we do. That's why I love you, because you're all light, love, and positivity. So, you know, with that, what made me come to California is I had a brokerage agency and it was doing very well. Had a home, and life took a turn for me, but it was for the best. And I got an opportunity where one of my clients had reached out to me and said, hey, you know, Oprah's looking for a next talk show host. You should do that. And I've done a lot of public speaking, a lot of women conference and business event, because I was a pillar in the community.
Wait a minute, you said Oprah?
Yes. Oh, wow. I got an opportunity. That was my first audition.
Wow.
the queen. No, the goddess. Okay. Yeah. But back then I was just, I had already been on her show and I had already met her. I got an opportunity where all things were starting to line up and God was revealing to me my new space that I was getting ready to operate in. I just wasn't sure. So, you know, sometimes you got to take that leap of faith. And one of my clients said, hey, why don't you go ahead and audition? I'm like, I didn't even know what an audition was, but you know, I like a challenge. And I said, okay, well, if it's your will, let's go ahead and see where it goes. And I didn't get booked. However, I got that buzz. And the next thing you know, I sold my house right before the market crashed. And asked my son, did you want to come to Hollywood? He was like, why not? And everybody was saying, you're not going to sell your house. I sold my house in 30 days and I had a cash buyer. So next thing you know, I'm in Hollywood and the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to California. It's a pavement jungle, but you managed.
Yes.
And you're doing great.
Yes.
So are you a mom?
I am a mom. I have two amazing kids. They're young adults. So they don't necessarily, they only call me when they need me because they're very headstrong individuals. And
but your mom, what else can you expect?
So. Yeah. Yeah. But I have amazing, I've been, it is an honor to be a parent. And I'm it grateful. Is. I'm grateful. I couldn't ask for anything better. I have the best two kids in the world. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And so since you've been here in California, what else you've been doing? Tell the listeners and viewers, what is it that you do? I know you do a lot of stuff, but they don't know.
Okay. So that's
good stuff, though.
Yeah. Oh, anything that I'm tied to, it has to be, it has to yield positive rewards. I mean, with that being said, typically when I first relocated here, I've always been very comfortable with public speaking and being in front of large audiences. I feel like this, whenever you are prepared, then the opportunities, they show up. So there's no reason to be nervous about jumping into a new task because, you know, coming into California, it was something that I could not have prepared for other than just allowing life to prepare me for it because I stepped right in it and I, you know, I dominated it. Because I like to think of life as like, you know, I'm an athlete. I train myself mentally, physically, emotionally to have mental resilience and internal fortitude. So these are, you know, that's the language that I have. My father was a Marine. So those are kind of like, how we had our dialogue. It's like, what? You know, but once I got it, it was like, he's teaching me about life. Like, yeah, you're going to need to have some tools in place. You're going to need to study your blessings. So when I came here, I started a talk show and the name of the talk show was VIP Live with Tressa Smiley. The VIP stands for very important person. I wanted to create something that was just so it didn't feel like work, an extension of who I was. So it didn't matter who you were. If you were graced on that platform or you graced my space, you got the VIP treatment and it took off. And people asked me, how did I get in, you know, I don't know. I know we can't say names, but I've interviewed very, very high profile by the blessings of God. It's about supply and demand at the end of the day. If you really have a supply, the demand will show up.
Right.
And when you understand how to work those numbers, then you just know it's a numbers game. So I started the show and I went to Women in Film. I don't know if I can say that, but I said it already. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I started building a production team and I met some wonderful individual women in the same space that I was hungry and we created the show. Once I created the show, I started calling around the networks because I'm very comfortable on the phone. I'm just myself all the time. So I don't have to get up and turn it on. When I get up, I'm on. And
I know you're on.
Right. So, I mean, but that comes with just knowing thyself and trusting thyself and knowing that, you know, every direction that you're going in a good direction for yourself. And with that being said, I started contacting the networks and saying, hey, you know, my name is Tressa Smiley. I have an inspiration, motivational, empowerment talk show. Are you looking to grow your audience? It was that simple. And I did that a decade ago. And the show really got me into, it was a door opener for me. Right. It was a calling card for me. Wow. I didn't know that, but that's what it ended up being.
That's awesome. I'd love to hear that because that might inspire other viewers out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't stop following your dreams.
No. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
After that, what did you do? Like, did you start like producing your own stuff? Because I know you do a lot of films and commercials and events.
I really, where I honed in on was red carpet events. Mm-hmm. I got to the point where, because Hollywood is always looking, they're paying attention all the time. And you just have to, when you show up, as you know, when you go get casted for these big events, you have to be professional. Mm-hmm. You have to be whoever, the best version of yourself, because they're always looking, they're always watching. So if you're, when you get up and you're really actively into your life, then you just get up and you show up, and then opportunities start presenting themselves. You can accept or decline. You always have a choice. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with that being said, I would just, everything happened organically. It wasn't like I said, okay, I'm going to script this. I didn't even know what a script was at some point, you know, but I had to learn the language.
You have to learn the language.
Yeah, you have to learn the language if you're going to sustain yourself and you're going to want people to take you serious. So, you know, with that being said, I showed up and people love the authenticity, because I'm not just saying I'm going to come and I'm just, you know, using some, you know, some buzzword. Oh, I'm just trying to be cliche. Oh, I'm happy. I'm positive. No, this is my disposition. Mm-hmm. And I'm at my best when I can be my best, right, and be the best version of myself. I can't fake it. It just doesn't work for me. So if I'm on, you're going to get 200%, if not 300, mm-hmm, you know, 100 is on the day when I'm like, don't want to do nothing. But, you know, I don't really have those days like that, because I strive off of the wins. I create the wins, but I create the wins.
Yeah, that's Teresa. She inspires me. And especially when I have my auditions and submit my stuff, and, you know, she inspires me every day. And I'm so glad you're here, you know, and, you know, everybody gets to know you, and thank you for making time out of your busy schedule. So tell me, what's been like the highest experience you ever had in, you know, within the red carpet? Like,
Okay, so one of my most proudest moments that I have is being a parent. I have to, you know, as much as I love Hollywood, being a parent has been the most challenging role for me, because it made me who I am. I'm always thinking about, I'm a solution oriented thinker. I'm not a problem oriented thinker. So I know how to categorize the information. So with both my kids, I had to study them and learn them so that I can learn me. Mm-hmm. And that is a challenge, especially when they get into, you know, they start getting into your teenage years. And I look back on everything that I did to my parents. I'm like, oh, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but in the Hollywood setting, you know, in the life, the bigger picture, you know, life is what you're going to make it, whether you decide you're in Hollywood or whether you're, you know, your home and your car, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to this, then there's a reason that you have been brought to this moment. And with me, one of the highest moments that I've had is when I got a chance to cross paths with Kamala Harris.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And she granted me a photo and one question. I had to go through her security team, but it was natural for me.
And what was the question you asked?
I don't even remember. There was about, this was right before the pandemic. Mm. So it,
that must have been,
you know,
like,
what? It was a, I believe it was a group question. It was me and several other media outlets, but she gave me the photo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I had already introduced myself to her assistant. And you got to kind of, you got to respect the hierarchy. Mm-hmm. But I love the way she moves. I love, mm-hmm, the way she operates. And, you know, we're always learning. So, you know, for anyone that's, that knows that there's so much more in them, and you, once you have that desire in you, and the desire is strong enough, it'll create the momentum. And right, as long as you can keep that momentum going, and you don't have to be 200 or 300% all the time, you just got to know when you on so you can milk it. And then you have to know when, okay, this is a day I'm going to take, you know, 55%, mm-hmm, you know, I'm gonna do a 55 in a 55 lane. It's okay, you know, because not every day you're going to be driving, you know, 400 miles an hour, you know, on speed, right, you know, doing full throttle.
Well, you're always on full speed.
You know, some people say that, but I just,
you are, and yeah, that's what I love about you, because you give me that energy I need.
Yeah, people tell me that all the time. If I can package this energy,
I feed, yeah, from you, like the energy of keep going, you know, hey, it's time.
Yeah. Well, find what you love to do, that way it's going to be your fuel. It's not so much drudgery, you know, like, oh my god, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. I mean, if you knew the list of things that I have to do right now and tomorrow and Labor Day, I mean, but I get up and I enjoy what I do. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's the beauty of
it. Yeah, but this is the thing. You got to build, when you get up in the mornings, you this is really when your first challenge, your first test, mm-hmm. when you get up in the morning, you got to ask yourself, how are you building your dialogue? Mm-hmm. You either building your dialogue up to strengthen you or not. Mm-hmm. So in this, no one else in your head space, well, it shouldn't be, but you. So really, if you're getting up and you realize that you're not having a good day, maybe it's because, you know, your thoughts have already, you've already sold yourself mm-hmm. on the thoughts mm-hmm. that you're not having a good day. But if you get into that point in that routine of you build yourself up, I am amazing. I'm incredible. This is going to be a wonderful day. Opportunities are coming my way. Everyone that I meet, I cross, they're going to bless me. I'm going to bless them. Life is good to me. Everything I need is showing up in divine time. I mean, I've already built myself up to the point that I'm ready for my first win, even though if it's, I'm sitting there having a cup of coffee or some tea. I've already built it up.
That's how we build ourselves up.
And, yeah.
You know, if we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it.
But a lot of people don't.
But, you know, guess what? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's what I did this.
That's why I commend you, because you took that leap of faith, my friend.
We are, but mainly, yeah, it's me and Sam. But
yeah,
I love him. And thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for making time out of your busy schedule, because she's just jack of all trades in a good way. She just launched a magazine and she's doing awesome. And, you know, I just can't wait and, you know, to see what else are you going to do. Plus, she's my PR lady. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been able to tap. I've been very successful. Everything that I touch, pretty much, it's just a matter of that. Just having, you really got to know what you bring to the table. And whenever I show up, I know I bring value. Mm-hmm. And I say that with so much humility. Because I love to create wins for people and I love to see them smile. My last name is Smiley. So even if it's just a little moment where I can just share 2 minutes of a beautiful smile, it lights up the world.
Well, you make me smile every time I'm with you. Like just a minute, just the times that we spend time, you always make me smile.
Aww.
I feed out of your energy. And that's what I want to portray, all of this positive energy with the viewers and listeners of LA Talk Radio and Chatting with Floor. And let me ask you, what faith means to you?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, faith is something that you cannot see, mm-hmm. but it's something that you can feel.
Correct.
So once you get comfortable with understanding what faith is, you have to know what fear is. Because those are going to be the two opposites. And you have to decide, you know, what faith is something that you cannot see, but you know that it's there because you can feel it. But you can also feel fear. And that's false evidence of appearing real. It's not there. Mm-hmm. So depending upon how you train yourself, going back to your words, you make your words and then your words make you. Because mm-hmm. death and life is in the power of the tongue. And when you understand that, you choose your words very careful. I mean, nobody's perfect. I am far from perfect. Nobody is perfect.
We're souls living this human experience and nobody's perfect.
Nobody's
perfect. We're doing the best we can.
Yes. So you give yourself grace. Yeah. When you don't, when you feel like for whatever reason you didn't reach your full potential on an opportunity, that's where you have to have your faith, work your faith. And you'll start getting that faith muscle strong enough to the point that you'll ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
And timing, like we mentioned earlier, timing has to be the key.
Every day is timing.
And you decide which one you want to choose. You're going to serve one master, the faith or the fear, which one?
Amen. So that's what it means, faith, to you.
Yes.
And what God means to you?
God is everything. God is the reason that we're here. I studied religion. I was raised Pentecostal, but I've studied Episcopalian, a little bit of Catholic, baptism, you just name it. All my friends are Jewish. It just depends.
I love them.
Oh my God.
I love everybody. But
yes.
Jewish people.
Yes. Let me tell you, they're my sisters. Oh, Egyptian too. But what God means to me is the fact that I get to coexist and I get to meet my sisters and my brothers. Yeah. So whenever I show up, and if you got enough God in you that resonate with God in me, ooh, the sky is the limit.
It's just vibing. It's energy.
Yeah, and exactly. Once you know how to manage energy, some people call God energy. Some people, you know, it does not. I don't even go into the details because this is Hollywood, and you know, you can offend people just by talking about.
No, we don't want to offend anybody.
No.
We welcome everybody. We love everybody because what we're trying to do is spread love and kindness.
Yes, and that's what God is. However, when you understand that, then you just move with. You move with that momentum that you have. If it's of good, it's of God. God is love.
So to you, that's what is God. God is love.
Well, okay, let me just tell a little bit more, because I wanted, I was mm-hmm. getting to a point now. Like, when you
talk about, this is your time, girl. Yeah, go ahead, get it.
When you talk about, you know, God, I can tell you what God is to me. I can tell you what God does for me. I can tell you all of these beautiful, amazing things. But when you understand what the concept is of God, that should support you. So no matter what you call or where you, you know, where you go, and wherever you go in your moment for that quiet time to resonate, for your soul to be at peace, that should, if that's your concept of God, then utilize that, mm-hmm. because that should, that's what's going to serve you in the world.
Right.
Because we're here to be good stewards. We're here to be the salt of the earth. And we're here to love on my brothers and my sisters. So just because you may not see what I see, it's okay. I see you. Mm-hmm. And I see you and I feel the God in you. Mm-hmm. So that can resonate with the God in me. But that don't mean you have to be lazy, knock. I don't do lazy.
Trust me, I don't do well with lazy.
No, I know we don't. But I'm just saying, you know, I meet some people, they be like, hallelujah,
You have to do the work. Yeah, God says, yes. Help yourself and I'll help you.
Help those who help themselves. Amen.
And you cannot be just lazy.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. You have to work.
Yeah. You got to put the work in.
I love that. Great answer.
Thank you.
And let me ask you something. Changing the gears. Would you rather spend 1 year at the North Pole or 2 years in Sahara Desert?
That is a good question. Now, because I'm from Miami, I can adapt to the heat. Okay. I went to college in New York, and I was there for 10 years, and I just got to the point, it was just too cold. I love the snow. Mm-hmm. Fell in love with the snow for the first, I think, few years I was there. Mm-hmm. But I think to answer that question, it would have to be the desert. Only because as long as I can keep me some water and keep me some lashes
I'm
happy.
We're neighbors, so we're close to the desert. We know how that goes.
Because I'd rather take clothes off. I'm from Miami, so we keep our bodies right. I'll keep me a bathing suit. And, I'm ready to jump in somebody's pool that's just how I roll. Like, I got me a picnic
bag. I always
find
Teresa at the pool there at the community.
I'm telling you, I'm like.
Just kidding, listen,
no.
Just
that's
joking
real
around.
Talk.
Just joking
Give
around.
Give me some water, and I'm there. So I would say, even though the desert doesn't have a lot of water, but if I'm going to be in the desert, I have to make sure that I can stay hydrated and a good sunscreen. But I'll take the desert.
Good answer. So what 5 people would you bring with you if you were stuck on a desert island? Who would you bring?
That's a very good question. So I'm gonna answer this, but it may not be what a traditional answer is.
So if she forgets, that means if she forgets to mention somebody, please don't be offended.
No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to take the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. That's 3.
Those are the main.
And then me, myself, and I. And I'm good.
Okay. So you'll be alone.
No, because let me tell you, solitude. I was born in a very large family. Mm. So I understand what it is to have controlled chaos. Mm-hmm. Since I've been in California, I resonate with solitude. It's been my greatest asset. So I've learned how to protect my peace. Mm-hmm. I don't force my views on anybody. I don't force anything. I let it all. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, maybe it's not the time. But I don't try to overprocess it. So I really just my walk with me and my creator is my walk. So if I had to take 5 people, it would be the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and
what
me, myself, and I.
What else you need? Amen to that. Now we know. And changing gears again.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it fun.
Yes, I do.
With me, doesn't go boring. I don't like
She's so
boring.
Spontaneous, y'all.
Yeah, I don't like boring. I get tired of boring. Anyways, so what couples do you look up to the most or want your own life to look like? I was kind of like, should I even dare to ask this? Let me throw it in there for her.
Well, I mean, when you're interviewing, you kind of read the room and you read the personality and the energy, and you're doing very good. Considering I'm happy this is your first show, and I'm so honored to be here.
Well, I'm brushing up because I'm warming up. I used to have my radio internet show originally online. It would air at 2 a.m. and I would play music, and, you know, I was a DJ, but, you know, it was fun, you know. Yeah. I had fun, you know, I love music.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, dusting myself up and acclimating myself again, because, as you know, I'm an actress. That's my daytime job.
Yeah.
So it's fun to be on set, and I love it. And every time I'm on set, it's just like I'm a kid with, at the candy store, and you know that.
Yeah. So that's I've seen you on set.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love it. And, of course, I'm always professional, you know.
Always. And, always.
And but this is another passion of mine that, you know, and I'm a writer, like, you know, and, you know, I have so many things that I enjoy. But I just thought about this question because I know you're unique and you like to be very independent. So I thought, nah, let me throw it there, see if she likes it or not. And I know it will be something tricky, but I wanted to do it.
Okay, so if I had to emulate a couple that I admire, does it have to be on television or can it be somebody?
Anybody, any couple. I'm not talking about.
I would say my parents.
Aww,
my mother and my father. Mm-hmm. Because they were my first teachers. And they taught me everything that I know. And the good, the bad, the ugly, it was a challenge. It really was.
How long they been married?
My parents were married, oh gosh, a long time. I say it like that.
Oh,
they were married long enough, but both of them have already transitioned.
Mm.
So no, that's they're still with me, believe it or not. They never leave you. It's like, oh,
they
my
just
God.
Cross over.
Yes.
They're still in the physical realm.
Yeah.
But they're always around us.
Well, the angels, now you have the angels that you know because they always show up. They're just dependent upon when you're ready to start receiving messages from a different realm. And it just depends on where your frequency is. And then when you understand where your frequency is, that's how you dial into the world.
Right.
So you can see how you dial in based off what's showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to, you know, just pay homage to any couple, it would be my mother and my father, because I am my mother and my father.
Hey, they did a great job, and I love that answer.
That's you good. Asked, and I try to be as honest and transparent as I can.
I was like, oh, okay, let me try. And that's a good answer. What qualities are important for you in a partner?
That's a very good question, because I've been married before. Right now I'm married to myself. I mean, my
girl here is available. Anybody?
I'm not available for anybody, but I mean, let me tell you, I'm exclusive. I'm an exclusive type woman, but I've always been this way. And I don't say that braggadociously. Mm-hmm. I say that with so much humility because of the fact that I do know my value, whether it's in a relationship or business partnership or at an event or at an award show. I'm not going to dummy down so you can dummy up. We don't do that.
No,
you know what I'm saying? No, we you know, because I'm attracted to confidence, not cocky, confidence. Because if you have enough confidence in yourself to the point that, because people, you learn how to pick up on people's insecurities, and you have people that manipulate.
Right,
they know
right.
how to manipulate your insecurities and they prey on that. And I have been a victim of that, too. But I had to learn, you know, it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. Same things keep happening, but different people. There's something out here. Somebody done wrote a book or put a podcast out here or told a story somewhere. Let me find some help for myself so that I can break this pattern. Because I don't like to lose, and it just losing don't look good on me. I like to shine when I show up.
I love it when you tell me that.
No, I'm just that girl. I'm telling
like,
the truth.
I don't like to lose.
I don't. I mean, if I feel like this is going, I'm going to lose this, and I'm like, okay, let's. Ooh, we got to get a better team. We got to figure this out.
I love that answer. So much fun. And what rules do you have for the relationship?
Okay, so that's another good question. And I think I'm going to be putting together some type of relationship show for adults, you know, over 21. Mm-hmm. Because I think the rules have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you play by your own rules at this point. And once you understand like the rules and the principles of the world that are important to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're showing up and you're living that and giving that, then
correct.
If you're going to be in a relationship, like we're in a relationship now, but it's a friendship, but it's a relationship when you look at it. So whether it's with a male or a female or whether
yeah.
you're on set, I mean, whether you're home with your neighbors, I mean, you still have a relationship, but the most important relationship is with you.
Right.
Because if you show up and you just, it's an empty tomb. Then you, yeah, You got to do some work. And it's okay if that's where you are, because the great thing about falling down is you get to build yourself up to be who you want to be.
Yeah, you choose what you want to be. Yes.
So it's okay if you fall down. You could be right now listening to this podcast, and right now, and thank you, LA Talk Radio, because this place is bomb, y'all.
Yeah.
It is bomb. These colors, I'm feeling it. I feel like I'm like in a Miami without the beach.
I forgot to bring in the ocean here. Sorry. Next time.
Next time. We're going to get some water.
We're closed, though. Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
No, it's the best here. I love it. And I love Sam. And I love LA Talk Radio. I just want to say hi to all the podcast members of this talk radio.
You guys are family.
Yeah. And thank you so much for letting me be part of the family. And hopefully someday I can just meet one of you guys. And it's an honor. Thank you so much. And anyways, let's switching gears. You know me. I always like to switch gears and keep it fun, because this is Chatting with Floor. So this is Floor, and this is how I am.
This is how she is for real, y'all.
Yes, this is me.
But she's a beautiful vessel. She's a beautiful woman. She's a very strong woman. And, you know, you have to always know when you're going through something, ask for God to send you the right people. Not the wrong people. Just be specific. Just say, send me who I need.
Yeah.
Send me who you want to show me what I need.
I wouldn't be able to do this without, of course, my family, my husband, and my kid, because this is time I take away from them. But it's also without, you know, God's help, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
And Sam and LA Talk Radio is just wonderful being here and having you here and have to share all of this with the viewers and listeners. So it's such a great experience.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep it, you know, positive. And like I said at the beginning, this is just for spreading love and kindness and sharing, you know, individuals' experience. Doesn't mean that you need to have the spotlight. You're still a star, and you're still a queen and a king. And that's what we're doing this, to embrace the king and the queens.
Yeah.
And without God, we don't do nothing. So
So that's what God means to you. I hear you. You're asking me, so what does God mean to
that's
you?
That's what he means. He
I'm
means
gonna
everything.
Ask you a question.
Now my guest is asking me questions.
Yeah.
Well, he means everything to me, and you know that.
Yes.
Without him, I'm nothing, and he's been there for me, you know, the times I need that hand. And he's always proving that. Mm. Even being here with you and with LA Talk Radio is just like a big, you know, thing for me.
Yeah.
And he lined up everything. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you so much. And thank you for, you know, sharing your story, your life with the viewers and listeners. I know time flies. We're getting close there. But I just want to say this is just for entertainment purposes. And the expressions and views are solely of each individual here, of, you know, Teresa and I. And just for entertainment purposes. So just keep that in mind. And I hope we inspire you in some way, at least some energy, positive vibe.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. What is your favorite book or books that you have read?
Okay, so I am an avid reader. I have a library card, and that's my badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
That was my solace when I was younger and being in a chaotic, you know, controlled chaos environment.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I got an opportunity to go and escape, I would go and read. So I've read everything from Stoicism, Marcus Aurelius, Louise Hay, Obama, Trump. I mean, I read it all. I want to know what everybody's thinking, how everybody's feeling.
That's what I like about you, because you read about everything. You just don't put yourself in one box and this is it. No, it's just...
No,
just
my dad, the way my dad raised me, you know, some people think inside the box and some people think outside the box. It's okay either way. But the rearing that I had is there is no box.
Mm-hmm. It's just a mental box.
Right. And when you get... You understand that there is no box, then... It's all you doing you. Yeah.
Correct. And let me ask you this. What is your favorite meal?
Oh, wow. I am a light eater. I don't really eat. I eat to live, not live to eat. So
my enchiladas.
Oh, yes. You know what? I will say this. Flora is a great cook. She proved it. She made some homemade enchiladas, and they literally melted in my mouth. Since I have been in California, I've had some Mexican food, but I have not had a lot of authentic Mexican food, like, you know, home home cooked meal, like, because you go to the restaurants and, you know, people say, oh, no, Hollywood, they don't have time to cook. It's like,
trust me, I make time to cook. I always have to cook for my husband and my daughter, and okay, I love to make everything scratch, but thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you and your son enjoy my enchiladas. Yes,
my son, he enjoyed it. He's picky too. He's a chef, so he,
I know. Hey, my girl here raised a good boy. He's a chef and he works for a major place. I cannot say the brand, but yeah. And he has done some work in the industry too.
Thanks to his mom. I'm a mommy manager. That's where I got my PR skills from.
That's what I follow.
But let me tell you how that came about. This is what, if anyone is listening to this message and you're looking for not just another talk show, you're looking for someone that's going to talk to you. I thank LA Talk Radio for creating a space like this where you can come and have the presence of just having a conversation, because that's really what it all boils down to, just a few words. Mm-hmm. But if the words are not serving you any good, then you just have to learn how to rework the words. That's all. So with that being said, you know, I realized that I had this ability to communicate with individuals to the point that they would believe me. So once you have the integrity to move with it, then that's how I started leveraging his career as well.
Right. That's perfect. And what are your future projects?
Oh, right now. Okay. So you can go on my website, which is TressaSmiley.com. You can go on my LinkedIn, which is my first name and my last name. I do have a production company right now, and I'm working with several big projects. I don't like to talk about the details. I like to just meditate on the details as they come, and I write things down. So whenever a thought comes, and it may be bigger than you are in that moment, it's okay. I would start, and I highly recommend that, you know, if you got a lot of things that are going on, I am not a worrier. I'm a thinker. I was raised in a house of worriers where they worry about everything. That's not serving my brain good. It's making me stress out. So I realized that the mind is designed to think. So I think a lot, but I think constructively. And then I put my thoughts into projects, and they're personal.
And that's what I'm doing too. So I love that.
Yeah. So if you have a thought, the thought may be bigger than you are for the moment right now, but write it down. Don't dismiss it. Because you never know how those ties are going to come together. Because, you know, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all things shall be added to you. And if you are a believer, then you have to believe that. And when things start showing up, you're ready, because you're ready. You're on your walk. You're doing your thing. You're talking your talk. Things should be showing up.
Awesome.
Something's happening every day. You just got to take an inventory and see where you are.
Also, I was going to ask you, if you have the attention of the whole world like you do right now, what mm-hmm. would you say?
You know what? Having the attention of the whole world is something that you earn.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, I went to church today, and you got to focus on the integrity part of what you're doing, because everything you do is going to leave a statement. It's going to leave a stain. It's going to leave something. So to have the whole attention of the world, what I would say is that at this point is just, if you have a moment to in this time like we have right now, seize it. Don't dismiss it. Seize it. I would tell you, prepare yourself for the version that you want to be. I would tell you to listen to that highest best, train that voice, that inner dialogue, so that it supports you, not cripple you. Mm-hmm. Get to the point where you trust your internal dialogue to the point that you know that you don't make a move unless you've gotten the blessing from your internal dialogue. I would tell you, just really just focus in on who you are, where you are in this moment, not any other moment, because we haven't gotten it. It's not here. But if you learn how to dial in on yourself and just really focus on loving yourself, you will be amazed at how much yourself wants to love you back.
Good job. So we're just about to wrap up soon. I know time flies, but
before I have a moment, I have something that I want to give you, and I wanted to give it to you on air so that this will be a moment that we can celebrate for the rest of our lives.
You didn't have to, but
I know I didn't.
Before we leave, and before we do that,
okay,
what, think about this. I want to know, what is your personal quote that motivates you on the daily basis? Because we don't have much time, so.
Okay, so I do have a personal quote, and I think before you left out of my place today, we read all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't listen to the lies.
There you go. I hate liars.
Don't listen to the lies. Even the ones that you tell yourself that you don't believe.
No,
don't listen to the lies.
I don't even go there. I don't lie. I don't like to lie. And I don't like to be around liars.
Yeah.
It doesn't roll with me.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's a good quote. So with that being said, what do you have for me then?
And I saved this moment because I wanted to have it on air so that it would go down in the book of life. Aww. In eternity. So we always call each other queens and goddesses.
Well, I call her goddess. I'm still at the queen level, but thank you. You didn't have to do this.
Yeah, but you have to have goals.
But I know.
Yeah,
you know,
you got goals, baby.
I'm not a goal digger. I follow my goals.
So yes.
I'm a goal.
Yes. Even if your goal is to get up and make up the bed out of the day, that's what you need to do.
So cute. Oh, look at this. My little tiara.
You have to read what it says.
What is it?
Which goddess that you are?
I'm Misa.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goddess of love, happiness, and what is it?
Money.
And money. Oh, yeah. Money.
Now you have to see how when I saw it, I just thought it was just like, and you can wear it as however you see
this
fit.
Is pretty.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I thought it would just look good with your black
and
hair.
I love that.
Yeah, and you don't have to have it in your face, but you can have it like, you know, have it just lay, you know, however you want to have it lay, because you got the extra bling. And
I'll go to bed with this. I'll show my husband this is your goddess.
I think there's something else in there.
This is so beautiful.
Just, and you know, whether you get dressed up, you and the baby for Halloween, I don't know what you're gonna be doing.
I don't know.
Yes. But you're such a giver. She is. She's fabulous. She's so Hollywood, y'all.
Thank you.
She really is. Not in a bad way though.
No, trust me, I'm a good way.
Yes, she's a lot.
I love Hollywood and Hollywood loves me and I love them.
And it's an equal exchange.
Yeah.
But that
Oh my goodness, this is so beautiful.
Yes, but you have to open it up. Read the top before you going into the scripture of it.
Oh, wow. This is beautiful. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, how beautiful.
And then when you don't have peace, close it.
Give it to God.
Write it down. If you have
remember those words, please, everybody, because this is the reason we create this. We have to give it to God.
Yes.
And you know what?
Before it's all over with, God is going to bless you. You're going to have a store. The things that we have, these are just really simple tools that you can have to just make simple adjustments. Well, for men and women, you know, this is
so
for
beautiful.
King and queens. However,
I'm embracing the kings and queens here.
And that's what we want to do. We want to embrace each other as our brothers and our sisters, regardless of whether you believe, whether I believe. It doesn't matter. If you bring love and your intention is to do right, then you're going to start. You can go anywhere in the world. And
I just want to put my two cents out there.
Sure. And then this is also for you, too. But you got to be careful opening it. And
you
I got her a balloon. And, you know, we do our stars because she's such a superstar. And I'm not just saying that to say that. I'm saying that because she was born to shine. Okay.
Thank you. You too. Jesus Christ. This is so yummy.
And it's to celebrate your big day. It really is.
Well, what a best way to open the show with you.
Yeah.
Goddess, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope everybody out there enjoyed this show.
Wait a minute. There's more. Wait, one more. There should be.
Jesus. How many did you
No, that's just a candle. I don't have a lighter, but I want you to make a wish on the show. I don't want you to tell everybody, but. This is moving. This is positive stuff that we want to be able to celebrate for everyone. So if someone comes on this show, we want to celebrate the testimonies. We want to celebrate the wins. We want to celebrate the victories.
I just want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you, Teresa. God bless you.
Teresa.
And my wish. And
thank you.
Thank you. And we have to go. And until next time, peace and love, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're listening to Chatting with Floor Morat, only on LA Talk Radio.